There are now just three possible sites for a new DMV office in Bend. An article in the Bulletin says a state bidding process has narrowed the list from the original five sites. Now, the state has been looking for a place for the DMV since public protest killed a move to the Brookswood Meadow Plaza shopping center. The three are the former DMV site on MK Drive, a location on British Street just west of the Highway 2097 junction, and a site in the 700 block on Northeast 3rd. Department of Transportation officials say they want to announce a final selection by the end of the month. A major road project along the Cascade Lakes Highway this summer will provide lots of work, potentially for some local contractors. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has that story.
17 miles of the Cascade Lakes Highway will be repaved this summer, and local contractors will have an opportunity to bid on the work in April. Jay Davenport, who is the project's manager, says the project will bring with it lots of jobs.
I think that the local contracting community and businesses will be favorable to have this very large construction contract come into our local community and create quite a few seasonal, part-time and full-time jobs associated with the paving work.
The work is scheduled to get underway in June and finish up by the end of October. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
Bend orthopedic surgeon Newt Bueller is running for Secretary of State. He's been getting feedback from voters across Oregon. The Republican announced about 6 weeks ago that he'd run for the statewide office that some in his party feel is too invisible. Bueller says in his first 90 days in office, he would play a more aggressive role in auditing state agencies and would take on the controversy over how elections are run in Oregon.
You know, the election division, there's a lot of concerns out there about some of the election processes, the vote by mail system and stuff, and I would, in the first 90 days, do an audit of the vote-by-mail process.
Bueller says he would also like to use the corporate division to play a bigger role in attracting new businesses to the state. Deschutes County Sheriff Larry Blanton is working on his budget for 2012. He predicts it's going to be a tight year. He says just like businesses and households, he's trying to stretch his dollar the best way possible.
We have a $36 million budget at the sheriff's office, something we do not take lightly. We spend about $3 million per month to provide safety to the citizens of Deschutes County. We will tighten our belt a little bit in 2012, putting the budget together right now.
Blanton says 2011 was a very busy year. Here's something that's sure to be a big seller. A Steve Jobs action figure is coming to the market. The toy company In Icons is launching an action figure of the late Apple co-founder next month. Photos of the 12-inch figure show a highly detailed likeness of Jobs, down to the close-cropped hair, neatly trimmed beard, rimless round glasses, a black turtleneck, and jeans. It goes on sale in February. The Oregon Wine Board says it will recognize Central Oregon as an official wine region. Alana Hewson with the Central Oregon Visitors Association says with Bend's microbreweries and bike trails, a special countryside touring package is a natural.
We're looking at doing bike tours to visit the agribusiness products throughout the region. There are so many exciting opportunities for us to grow this as, at the risk of being cliche, a very organic tourism product, and it's such a complete fit for what people look for when they travel to Central Oregon. Again, that we couldn't be more delighted.
Hewson says it's going to be a very exciting year for Central Oregon as new and imaginative reasons for people to come and visit pop up. And the downtown Deschutes Brewery Pub will close today for some renovations. That's in anticipation of the grand opening of the expanded part of the restaurant. Owner Gary Fish describes what the brewery will look like.
It has a little bit more modern look. It has we have a big, bright, shiny new kitchen on that side, which I'm very excited about. And I know the guys who work in our kitchen, the guys and gals who work in our kitchen, are very excited about that as well. We've already had so many very positive comments on the way the exterior of the building looks, and comments that I very much agree with, that I think people will be impressed by the interior as well.
Fish says the pub will be closed for about 2.5 weeks for the upgrades. For these stories and more, check us out online at kbnd.com. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.